Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Light of Judah Online. The subject we're doing today is called A Bible Principle. It's the inner image and the imagination, and this is part one from a five-part series. Reading from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. In these scriptures, we see God demonstrating and using an important Bible principle, and that is the principle of the inner image for the imagination. In these verses, we see God looking out and seeing darkness, but speaking out or calling for what he wanted, which was light. He first had an inner image of what he wanted, and when the image was formed within him, he spoke it out from himself with his faith, and it became a reality. We also see in these scriptures where the Holy Spirit was waiting for the faithful words to empower them and to make them happen. Adam was also created in the image of God. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 27, we see this. God wants the born-again believer to use the same principle. We take the word of God and we speak and put it into our spirit man, and it forms an image of that word. And that's what God wants us to do, put the image on the inside of us, and then by faith speak it out so the Holy Spirit can make it come into reality. Let us now go to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 3. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it was of the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so things which were seen were not made of things that do appear. Faith is the spiritual force, the law, and the substance of the inner image, and it will give physical substance in the natural realm when we follow God's word in how to develop and speak it out by faith. When we continue to speak the word of God and confess it on a regular basis, that word of God, that promise of God, forms an inner image on our spirit man, on the inside, our imagination. And when it's formed and we see ourselves with that promise, then we speak it out in faith, and the Holy Spirit takes that word and makes it happen. It's a principle throughout the Bible, and God used it from the very beginning. Let us now go to Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 28. Reading from verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created man in his image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and said unto them, "Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over everything that moves upon the earth." We now go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, and it says, "Therefore be imitators of God as dear children." As born-again believers, we are also to operate and imitate in how God operates by using the same principle of the inner image. This is how Jesus ministered on the earth with and the word of God. What do we use to establish the inner image? The inner image is established and formed in a person as they confess, hear, and meditate on the word of God. The word of God must be the basis for every image that's spoken out of a believer for the Holy Spirit to work with and upon. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. The image is not established by positive thinking, as there is no substance in positive thinking. The Bible also says that the power of life and death is in the tongue, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Thank you for being with me today throughout this first part. The next topic coming up is, what do we do if the inner image is wrong? God bless and thank you.